From Spark and Anvil and ChemQuest, this is Carbo, in Chapter 1 of the ChemQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. In the eastern chamber of the ChemQuest Academy, a small brown and cream otter stood in the middle of a tangle of students, and every one of them was holding one of her hands. She had four, two where you'd expect, and two more reaching from her shoulders. And right now, all four were clasped. A hydrogen student on the left, an oxygen student behind, two more crowded in front, so that Carbo stood at the center of a little four-pointed web of held hands, grinning. "This," she said, "is a molecule, and I'm the middle of it." She was always the middle of it. Wherever Carbo went, things joined up around her. Clusters, chains, whole crowds hooked hand to hand to hand, and Carbo at the hub. Some of the older students found it exhausting just to watch, but Carbo never seemed to tire of being reached for. "Four arms," she said, lifting the whole tangle a little as the students laughed. "Four hands. I can hold on to four things at once, and I almost never let go. That's the entire secret. That's why nearly everything alive is built out of me." Carbo hadn't always understood why she was made the way she was. She grew up in a river village where her family were the weavers, the otters who tied the fishing nets, spliced the mooring ropes, joined the wooden water pipes that carried the spring down to the houses. Connection was the family trade. But young Carbo, with her four restless hands, mostly felt in the way. Two arms were normal. Four felt like too many, like she was built wrong, always reaching for something when nobody had asked her to. Then one gray afternoon, her grandmother sat her down at the net frame and put a single knot in front of her. "Watch," the old otter said, and tied it. One strand joined to a second, a third, a fourth, all pulled snug from a single center. "That knot holds four ropes. Cut it, and the net falls to pieces. But keep it, and I can tie that same knot to the next one, and that one to the next, and build you a net wide enough to catch a river." She pressed the finished knot into Carbo's small palms. "You're not built wrong, child. You're built to be the knot. The world is loose threads until something comes along that can hold four of them at once. That's a rare and useful thing to be." Carbo turned the knot over. Four strands, one center. She spread her own four hands, and for the first time, they didn't feel like too many. They felt like exactly enough. She walked to the ChemQuest Academy when she was 22, and Beaker, the founder, met her at the gate with the same plain question he asked everyone. "What is carbon?" Carbo opened all four arms, palms up, and let them settle into their natural spread, evenly spaced, like the corners of a shape you could almost see. "I have four electrons in my outer shell," she said, "so I can share four times over. These arms aren't a decoration, and they aren't a mood. Each one is an electron waiting to pair up. When I bond, one of my arms and one of the other atom's arms hold the same shared pair between us, and that shared pair is what keeps us stuck together." She lowered her hands. "Because I have four, I can hold four atoms at once. I can chain to other carbons, on and on, into lines and rings. I bond to hydrogen, to oxygen, to nitrogen. And because I'll hold on to almost everything that's alive is built on a spine of me." She met his eye. "I'm not the backbone of life because I'm special. I'm the backbone because I have four arms and I don't let go." Beaker smiled slowly. "You're appointed."
Her workshop was always the loudest in the academy because it was always the most crowded. "Rule one," Carbo told a fresh group her first morning, holding up all four hands. "I make four bonds, always four. Count them however you like. It comes out four." She hooked a student to each hand. "Four separate holds, like this, and you get methane, the gas in a stove. Or," she pulled two students in close and doubled her grip on one, "three holds where one of them counts double, and you get something sharper smelling. But total it up, and the answer is four. It never changes. If you ever count my bonds and get five, you've miscounted, not me." A boy near the front frowned. Organic chemistry is supposed to be the hard part. Thousands of molecules. How's anyone supposed to learn all of them? Carbo laughed and began to chain the students together, hand to hand, into a long, swaying line that snaked around the benches. You're not learning thousands of things, she said, walking the line. You're learning one thing, over and over. Me, holding four. Watch. Carbon to carbon to carbon. That's a chain. Bend the chain around until the ends meet. She curled the line into a loop. That's a ring, like the ones in sugar. Hang hydrogens off it, and it's a fuel. Tuck in an oxygen, and it's an acid or an alcohol. Add nitrogen, and now you're building the proteins inside your own arm. She stopped and looked at the boy, still holding two students by the hand. Every one of those thousands of molecules is the same simple move, just repeated and dressed up different. Four arms, four bonds. Once you see the one move, the thousands stop being scary. They're all just me, connecting. The boy looked at the long human chain looping around the room. Dozens of students, all linked, all still. And Carbo watched the worry go out of his face and something lighter come into it.
That evening, after the workshop had emptied, the boy stayed behind, turning his own two hands over as if checking whether he might have a spare pair somewhere. So it really is just the one thing, he said. The whole subject. Just you holding four. Just that, Carbo said. She spread her arms one more time in the quiet, palms open to the empty room, ready for whatever came to be joined next. People think being connected to everything must feel heavy, all those hands full, all the time. She considered it, but it doesn't. It feels like being useful, like being the knot in the net instead of a loose thread going nowhere. The boy sat with that. Somewhere in his chest, a tightness he'd carried in with him. The fear that this room was going to be too hard, too tangled, too much, had quietly come undone, the way a knot loosens when you finally find the right end to pull. He breathed out, slow and easy, and felt his shoulders drop. And in their place rose a small, steady warmth, the plain good feeling of having understood something that had frightened him an hour ago, and finding, at the center of all that tangle, only one open, patient pair of hands after another.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Carbo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.